Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
The last couple of weeks, we are always talking about meditate on God's word.
过去几周呢，我们一直在讲怎么样来默想神的话语。
Because there's a promise attached to that.
因为圣经里面有应许。
If you think about aim at heaven, think about heaven's thinking.
当你有这个天上的思想
，you will be blessed.
你会被这个祝福。
Everything you do will be prosperous.
你所做的一切都会亨通。
Even the thing is not prosperous.
甚至有些事情你看起来不会亨通
，still beneficial.
对你还是会有益处
Because you become stronger.
因为你会变得更加的坚强
So in God's world Yes is yes No is yes too.
所以在神的国度里面呢是也是是即使不是也是是
In God's in the heavenly world there's no worry
在这个神的国度里面在天上是没有这个忧虑的
That's Jesus' teaching.
这是耶稣讲的。
21 times Jesus said, "No worry."
有二十一次耶稣讲呢，不要忧虑。
No worry means no anxiety.
就是说不要焦虑，不要焦躁。
No anxiety means no thought of the bad things happen to you.
也就是说，你不要想老想着这个坏事会发生在你的身上。
Because all things work together for the good.
因为万事都要相互效力，为了你的益处。
In God's world, even the evil thing.When it's allowed to happen to you, it will become a blessing.
在神的国度里面，即使恶事发生在你的身上，将来也会变成一个祝福。
Because the evil thing, when God allow it, it becoming God's will in your life.
如果神允许这个邪恶的事在你生命里面会发生的话呢，这也是神允许的，要建造。
Why? Because we are God's children.
为什么？因为我们是神的儿女。
God is love.
因为神是爱。
Will you allow bad things happen to your children?
你会不会让坏事情临到你的孩子呢？
Of course, you say I don't have control, but God has control. God will not allow anything bad happen to you unless that's beneficial eternally.
那就像你自己一样，你不会不希望坏事发生在你的孩子的身上。当然，你不知道好多时候没有控制，神在控制，但神呢不会在这个。永恒里面让坏事发生在你的身上。
But remember, last time we met today, God is all powerful.
上次我们讲到呢，我们在这个默想神，就是神呢是全能的
，all knowing，
全知的
，is all love too，
而且全爱的
，means He only can give His children the good thing. He won't give you you ask for a black, He give you the stone.
他只会给你他的孩子好的东西你在要饼的时候他不会给你一块石头
The only problem is We don't want the black We want the stone
那好多时候呢我们的问题是我们不是在要饼在要石头
Sometimes God says Okay try the stone
所以神就说那你就吃石头糠
Then you know God is good
那 你也会知道吃了石头你也觉得神是美善的
But in all possibility God wants you to avoid the stone but sometimes you ask for it
那其实呢神要倾尽一切的办法不要让你来吃这块石头但是呢你有时候又非要吃石头
so because in the Bible we don't think about those little things on earth
因为在圣经里面好多时候我们不再想这些地上的小事情
because God's grace is sufficient for you to handle these little things
因为神的恩典呢是够你用的，够你在地上应付这些小事。
God want you to know don't sweat the small stuff.
那 don't sweat.
Yeah, don't sweat the small stuff. We mean don't care about the small stuff.
就是
sweat means
就说你
too hard.
不要为这些小事情呢去汗流满面。
And the problem is we focus on the small stuff. We forgot the big stuff.
但是问题呢我们好多时候呢就眼睛盯着那些小东西不盯大东西
the temporary thing, forgot the eternal thing.
那我们常常呢盯着这些暂时的事情眼前的事情忘记了永远的事情
We focus on little flower, we forgot the forest
那我们常常呢盯着这个小小的狐狸，但是忘记了这个是大森林。
God want you to go higher.
那神要让你呢要走得更高。
I remember last time when I have a dinner with Tamara.
我记得上次我跟 Tamara 呢。
Is it Kelowna?
Oh,
Whistler. 我们在吃饭的时候。
And we have brothers and sisters come to visit her.
我们有弟兄姐妹呢，就一起看望。
She remember, sorry, maybe I'm wrong. She said one thing. The spaghetti feels so good. I'm in heaven.
他就说了，哎呦，这个金线这么的美好，我在天，好像在天堂。
Now in English world, this is just figure of speech.
当然，在英文里面，这叫做比喻性的讲话。
I'm in heaven.
我是在天上。
But the Bible said actually you are in heaven.
那圣经讲呢，事实上你就在天堂。
You are the children of God.
因为你是神的儿女。
God don't want you to sweat the small stuff.
那神呢，不要让你为这些小事情汗流满面。
God wants you to go directly from below to above.
所以神要让你从一个极低的状态呢，升到一个极高的状态。
Direct to go to Him.
要直接要通向他，走向他。
Don't go through people.
啊，不要通过人。
Don't go through problem.
不要通过那些问题。
Don't go through, you know, who has the money, who has no money.
不要管谁有钱，谁没钱。
A difficult time.
或者你看到那些困难的时候。
This is only the earthly stuff.
这些都是世上的一些事情。
Horizontal stuff.
这都是一些水平。
Small stuff.
Temporary
stuff.
这些小的问题，暂时的问题。
All those is going to become nothing.Eternally.
对这些东西在永恒里面呢，将来，什么都留不下。
So God wants us to meditate the things above.
所以神让我们呢，就是要来默想天上的事。
You don't have to look around. You just look up. That's all.
你不需要常常呢左顾右盼，你要向上看。
When you face a problem, the first thing you do is don't look around, look up.
当你遇到问题的时候呢，不要左右。荒顾，而是要向上看。
That's what Colossian church learn.
这就是格罗西的教会所学的功课。
Paul told them, the first thing you need to do is don't look around.
保罗就告诉他们，第一件事情要学会的就是不要左顾右盼。
Especially people.
不要看着人。
Especially money.
不要看着钱。
Especially, you know, and some kind of a scheme or some kind of tricks.
你不要看着你的这些方法呀、精明的这些设计呀。
Just believe.
但是你要去相信。
Go directly above.
相信就直接通到神那边。
That's why Colossian church is the only church they the first thing they do is go up.
那所以呢，格罗西的教会呢，成为第一个教会呢，懂得如何直接通向神。
That's why Paul prays them, you are full of faith, full of love, and full of hope.
所以使徒保罗呢就来赞赏他们说，你们充满了信心、盼望和爱。
Because they focus on the right thing.
因为他们的眼睛集中在正确的东西上面。
They focus on God.
因为他们的眼睛集中在神。
But the whole Colossian church is not talking about only God.Actually, he's talking about Christ.
那这个整个的格罗西书不仅仅是讲神，而是也特别的讲到基督。
Last time we talked about meditate God's word. That's good.
那上一次我们讲到了怎么样来默想神的话语，这很好。
That's what Old Testament everybody doing.
这就是在旧约里面呢，所有的人都在做这件事。
But in New Testament,
在新约里面
，and the Bible want us focus on.What Christ has done for us.
新约里面呢，让我们眼睛要集中在耶稣基督为我们所做的事上面。
Because when you focus on Christ, you focus on God. Actually,
当你眼睛集中在耶稣基督的身上，就是集中在神的身上。
Because Jesus did come down from as a God, come become a Son of Man, and then He went back in ascension, and then go back to the heaven.
那耶稣基督呢？本来是神，道成肉身，来到世间，成为人的样式。完了，就复活以后呢，再次的升到天上。
He's the only one understand you.
他是 唯一的一个可以明白你的人。
He went for business.
啊，他也做过生意。
Went for relationship.
啊，他也有过跟人间的关系。
Went for problem.
也有很多经历过很多的问题。
Even went for close to bankruptcy.
啊，而且甚至也是经历过这个破产。
Customer one, the furniture is not good. I won't be fun.
所以他在做木件的时候呢，有这个顾客说你这个桌子做的不好，我要退还。
And his bank account have no money.
啊，那可能银行里面没钱了。
See, he knows your problem.
他知道你的问题。
Actually, he know more.
他知道的比你更多。
Because the older son has to take care of six, seven children in his family.
因为他是家里面的长子，他要照顾他家里面六七个孩子。六七个兄弟姐妹。
He understand you.
他知道你。
That's why today we don't meditate on God's word because God's word we always do that, and also we don't need to meditate on the power of the Holy Spirit because when we pray, how power of the Holy Spirit is going to work. Today we meditate Christ.
所以我们今天不仅仅是默想神的话语，因为我们一直在做，也不是在默想圣灵的作为，神在我们中间。因为今天我们要来。集中在默想耶稣基督说的。
That's the heart of the gospel.
这是，我们所讲的好消息福音的中心。
So the first thing the Colossian church, Paul, just praise them. Hey, you guys are so set example for all the other church. Because you have love.
那保罗呢，就在哥罗西书里面，第一个就是赞赏哥罗西的教会呢，说，哎，你们做得很棒，因为你们有爱。
You have the love of Christ.
因为你们有基督的爱。
Focus on the first thing we have focused. We love in Christ.
那第一件事情呢，就是说你有这个神的爱，基督的爱。
The first words.In the Colossians chapter 1 is that you are in Christ.
那哥罗西书里面第一章的第一节就说是在耶稣基督里的，你们在基督里。
You are in Christ's love.
你们在基督的爱里。
Because of Christ's love, then you become abundant.
因为在基督的爱里，你们变得如此的丰盛。
Because Christ's love.Pour into your heart through the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣基督的爱呢，通过圣灵倾倒在你们的心里。
The spirit of love is Christ's love in you.
因为那个爱的灵呢，就是这个耶稣基督的灵通过圣灵倾倒在你的心里。
Then because Christ's love, then you will have the strength from strength to strength.That is a verse 11.
所以在十一节呢，讲到就是说，因着神的爱呢，照着他荣耀的全能呢，你们可以力上加力。
It's not you have strength in facing problem.
不是说你自己多么有能力，当你遇见问题的时候。
He says right here, you are being strengthened with.All power, up to power, because of glorious might of God.
那这里讲到呢是照着他的荣耀的全能，所以得以力上加力。
So it's not only God give you strength on facing, your difficult time.
那不仅仅是在你困难的日子呢，神给你力量。
Is God give you the string after string on your string?
这里讲到呢，让你力上加力，再加力。
So the Colossian church, they have the string because God loves them. Remember, nothing can separate from the love of God. God's love will move you forward, will motivate you, and carry you over.
所以哥罗西的教会呢，有这样的爱呢，圣经里面讲呢，就是说。这个爱是神就是爱，他会来不断的推动你向前。
That's in Romans chapter 8, right?
That's in Romans 第八章。
Why we can still go on because God's love is with us. That's why we can face the difficult time.
为什么我们还可以继续往前走呢？是因为神的爱不断的激励着我们， 让我们去面对前面困难。
So the first thing is we focus on the love of God.
所以第一件事情呢，我们眼睛聚焦在神的爱。
In Jesus Christ.
在基督里。
There is around 100 times the New Testament talk about in Christ.
所以在新约里面有100多次讲到呢，就是说在基督里。
In Christ means if you are in Christ, all these things are yours.
但在基督里什么意思呢？就是说，如果你在基督里呢，这些所有的东西都是属你的。
So in Ephesians, when Christ has love, then God look at you, you have love too.
所以在这个以弗所书里面说，耶稣基督就是爱。当你有基督在里面，爱就在你的里面。
You just express it out.
所以你就会来彰显出爱来。
When the Bible said God's love is in Christ, He died for us, then that's why.God's love in you too.
所以呢，圣经里面讲呢，基督的爱呢，圣的爱通过基督彰显出来呢，他为我们而死呢，所以我们接受基督就有爱在我们的里面。
That's one of the conclusion. Love, nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ.
所以结论呢，就是没有什么能够把我们和神的爱隔绝。
That's the first thing you must remember.
所以这是第一个要紧的事情，你要记住。
And God's love is never fail.
所以呢，神的爱从来不会失败。
It's eternal.
因为他是永恒的。
It's not because you love him, because he loves you. Even you don't love him, he still loves you.
那不是因为你爱了他，而是他爱了你。即使你不爱他，他照样爱你。
That's unconditional.
这是无条件的爱。
Of course, that's not human love, because God's love is directly from above.
这当然不是从人来的爱，这是从上头来的爱。
If you lack a love, the first thing you do is don't look around, look up.
所以呢，你如果缺乏爱呢，第一件事情不要左顾右盼，你要向上看。
God promised, I am love.
所以神呢应许说，我就是爱。
God is love.
神就是爱。
God is agape love.
神呢就是这个 agape 那个无条件的、深深的爱。
Unfailing love.
是一个不会失败的爱。
No matter who you are.
不光你是谁。
What situation you're in.
不光你的状况如何。
Even you are sinner, God loves sinners.
不光你是罪人，罪人生照样爱。
Through Jesus Christ, He loved you, and Jesus come down to show you His love because He sacrificed His life for you.
所以通过耶稣基督呢，就是说，神的爱就显明在你的身上。
So remember, what is love? Love means.
所以呢，记住什么是爱。
Jesus died for you.
就要记住神，主耶稣呢为你而死。
When you believe, you become the children of God.
当你相信的时候，你就成为了神的儿女。
And in Colossians, the first time they use, when you believe, you will enter the kingdom of His Son, not anymore kingdom of God, it's kingdom of His Son.
所以哥罗西书呢用了一个特别的词：当你相信的时候呢，你就进入他爱子的国度里。
His Son is Jesus, is the one who He loves.
那他的儿子耶稣基督是他所爱的。
So Jesus love, God loves Jesus. That's why He loves you unconditionally.
因为神呢爱耶稣基督，所以他爱你是无条件的。
So that's why salvation is a gift.
所以呢，这个救恩是一个恩赐，
totally、
白白的恩典，白白的恩典。
Even your faith is a gift from God.
甚至你的信心也是从神而来的一个恩赐。
Okay, now you say, okay, God loves me. I know that.Okay, from now on, I have more strength. I know, at least I have love. Because if you have love, at least you can love other people.
那如果你有爱的话，至少你可以爱别人。
If you don't have love, chances are you don't know how to love other people.
所以当我们没有爱的时候，我们怎么样去爱别人呢？
So Paul did not elaborate. He did not explain why. He just tell you, God is love. Now you love people.
所以呢？这个使徒保罗没有说别的，他说因为神是爱，你就应该爱别人。
That's why even in the church of the Corinthians, it specified on chapter 14 what is love.
所以甚至在哥林多教会里面，在哥林多前书里面十三章就讲到呢，什么是爱。
Not a Corinthians, not a very good church, a self-centered church.
这个哥林多教会是一个非常自我为中心的教会。
Paul is very subtle. He won't tell, hey, Corinthian church, you guys have no love. You must love.
但是呢，保罗呢，他非常有技巧，就是他没有说，哎，你们哥林多教会没有爱， 他说你们要有爱。
He just used, hey, now this is a different gift, right? And the most excellent gift is love.
他说你们有这些恩赐很好，但是更重要的恩赐是爱。
Now I tell you what love is.
那现在我要告诉你爱是什么。
As a matter of fact,He said, telling you, you guys have no love. You better love.
事实上他在讲你们没有爱，你们要最好去学习去爱。
But when you want to criticize someone, you don't go direct.
我们从保罗呢学习到，你要去责备一个人呢，你不要直接就讲他负面的。
If you go direct, he'll run away before he know what you're talking about.
那所以你直接要指出他的错来的时候呢，当你话还没讲完，他已经跑掉了。
This is a church with no love, but Paul tell them what is love.
那这是一个没有爱的教会，但是神接着保罗告诉他这什么是爱。
Pastor Man just said, love is patience.
他才说了，牧师也解释，爱就是恒久忍耐。
Kind.
又有恩慈。
Not envy.
不要嫉妒。
Not proud.
不要张狂。
Not arrogant.
不要这个自夸。
Love don't do rude things.
不要做害羞的事。
Don't always seek the good of the other.
就是常求别人的益处。
And also love never get angry.
就不要不轻易发怒。
Don't keep a record of wrongdoing.
不要计算别人的恶。
And also love means love the good thing, hate the evil thing.
那也是要来喜欢真理，不喜欢不义。
Everything you must bear with other people.
那方式上要包容。
Everything you must believe God will change the situation.
凡事要相信神会来改变这个状态。
Everything you must hope, without hope, you'll die.
凡事要盼望，因为没有盼望，人就要死掉。
And last thing, everything you must persevere, keep on doing the things above.
那最后讲到呢，就凡事要忍耐，没有忍耐呢，什么也成不了。
So God wants us to do this because He said, I already gave you love, the Holy Spirit is in you. Holy Spirit, God does not give you 10% Holy Spirit, He gave you the whole thing already.
那所以呢，就是这个爱非常的重要。神已经把圣灵呢给你了，不是10%的圣灵。
Even the Korean venture is capable to love.
甚至这个格林诺教会，他也能够去爱。
Of course, we can learn from God because God gave us love in Jesus Christ.
当然，我们从神那边可以学习去爱，因为
神。So the second thing you need to meditate is not only God love you in through Jesus Christ.Also, you have love already. The Holy Spirit pour our love into your heart. The most important thing is Corinthians chapter 15. You have 15 actions of love.
所以呢，不仅仅是神把爱已经倾倒在你的心里面，你已经有了爱可以去爱，而且更重要的呢，在这个哥林多前书13章就讲到呢，有15个行动，就是爱的行动，你要去做。
The chapter 15 is not for you. Is not for you to entertain.
那这个格林多前书13章不是来娱乐你的。
It's not an entertainment.
不是来是做娱乐用的。
It's the action of love.
那里讲到的是爱的行动。
Okay, you meditate God's love.
当你来默想神的爱的时候。
During the daytime, you pray 20-30 times, deal with different situation.
一天你可能做了10-8次的祷告。
One more thing. In Christ, we must like Christ, we must.Put in the 15 action in everything you do.
那更重要的是，我们在日常生活里面把这15个行动呢，爱的行动呢，要来活出来。
I'm in the hotel business, right?
那我在一个旅馆生意里面。
Last night everything is full.
那现在呢，所有的生意都很忙。
Customers keep calling.
那这些顾客呢，常常会打电话。
We have no room.
我们说没有，已经客满了。
Then we have 20-30 phone call calling you, but we have no room.
那有30-40个电话，每一天呢，我们没有房间给他们。
What are you going to do?
那你要做什么？
Just turn off the telephone.
那你当然把电话关掉好了。
And put it in the silent mode.
那就把它放在这个静音。
But God tells me you just talking about love, right?These people already very frustrated. They've been calling 20, 30, 40 times. They are frustrated.
那神就告诉我，你不是在学习爱吗？因为这些人已经找房子打电话有20-30次了，他们已经很紧张了。
Love is patience and kind.
所以呢，爱是要有忍耐，要有恩慈。
Then put a little bit kindness there.
所以你要把放一点点恩慈慈爱在里面。
Okay, pick up every phone tell start phone call。
所以神让我呢，就是说要拿起每一个电话都要来跟他们讲。
And even comfort them。
好的时候我就来安慰他们。
Sorry, you don't have a room, but you keep trying. I'm sure you'll find something.
所以对不起，我们这里没有房间，但是呢，你可以继续的来找。
Instead saying,
希望你找到一些。
Sorry, we don't have room. Bye bye.
你也不要直接就讲，就是我们没房间。
Then the other person may say, "Hey, then where can I find a room?" You say, "Hey, chances are very hard to find, but you continue because there's some cancel order. Maybe someone can."
那人可能他会说，哦哟，那我怎么样找到房子呢？你可能告诉他。你可以继续来试，因为有人可能会，也可能会这个取消，定的他就会取消，就给他们一些盼望
，comfort them a little bit。
啊，完了以后呢，安慰他们一点。
You can do a little bit more。
你们可以做更多一点点。
That's called love。
那就是爱。
Amen. Love means you just do a little bit kindness, care a little bit more. God does not want you to become Mother Teresa. Impossible.
但是爱就是要让你呢，就是说再多做一点。他也神也不是说让你要做这个托雷萨修女。
God just want you to do a little bit more than you used to be.
多一点点，比过去多一点点。
And my staff just turn off the phone. I said no.
我的这个员工呢，他们把这个电话就都关上。我说你们不要关掉。
Because it is not compassionate. You pick up at least say.Hello, sorry, we don't have a room. Hope you find a room. And then, thank you for calling. At least thank you.
我就告诉他们，你最起码你要接电话，你说对不起，我们没有房间。
They reluctant to do.
谢谢你打电话。
They reluctant to do.
那最少你要谢谢他。
When I'm away, they just turn off phone again.
当我不在的时候，他们。
But I know what they do. I call back from the other place. I said.Hey, how come the phone's not working?
所以我就从另外一个地方打电话，是为什么电话关机了
？So what I'm saying that in everything you do, God just want you put in little bit love.
所以呢，就是说每一次，神你要做事呢，神让你多放一点爱。
Meditate God's love means not only you receive God's love, you demonstrate God's love.
所以当你默想神的爱的时候呢，你不仅仅是接受神的爱，而且呢要去彰显神的爱。
The 15 actions for you to put on love.
所以呢有十五个动作呢，行动你要做。
You can always make more money.
你可以赚更多的钱。
Because, but you cannot make more time.
但是呢你不可能赢得更多的时间。
Because in your life there's only 28,000 a day in your life.
那你知道，就是说，在你的有生的日子里面呢，最多就是28,000。
In North America, you know the average age is 79 years.
79 years
old. Before,
yeah.
79. Okay, good.
Your average lifespan is 79 years old.
所以呢，就是说，大家平均的寿命呢，就是79岁。
280,000 day.
就是280,000就是
28,000天，
28,000天
690,000 hours,
it's not 690,000 hours, 69万。
Because you can make more money, you can make more time.
你可以赚更多的钱，但是你不会赚来更多的时间。
Time you cannot earn the time God, you know, I want to double my time, impossible.
但是呢，你没有办法说神呢，你给我两倍的时间。
The time you spend to love means the time God will reward you in heaven.
你在地上能够去彰显爱的时间呢，这是天上神要来回馈给你。
The time you waste 1 minute, the time means you have 1 less minute to love.
所以呢，你浪费一分钟的时间呢，你就是浪费了一分钟的爱。
So sometimes, you know, love spells time.
所以呢。很多时候呢，这个时间跟爱是等同的。
Time, you love someone, you spend time with them.
所以你爱一个人呢，你就在他的身上会花时间。
I want you to spend time with someone you love or you don't love because God loved the enemy, but your time is recorded in heaven.
所以呢，神说呢，就是你要去爱你 觉得可爱的，也要爱不可爱的，因为神说要你爱仇敌，这些都会在天上纪念。
But you say I love money.
那你说我爱钱。
And you spend all the time on making money.
所以你就时间都花在赚钱上面。
Then you spend no time on love.
你就没有时间花在去爱别人。
When you see God, God said, what's my, what do you spend time on?
所以当你看到见神的面的时候，神说你的时间花哪里了。
You tell God my bank account is $10 million.
你就告诉神说我的这个银行里面呢有这个1000万的
存款。 It doesn't count.
但是神说不算数。
But you say hey I love other people 100 times, it counts.
如果你说爱我爱别人呢，就是有100多次啊。
No matter what,
那个算数。
Okay, focus on love because you will be rewarded.
不管怎么讲，你的心意如果专注在爱上面呢，你将来会大得赏赐。
So meditate on love because the more you do, the more God will give you love.
所以呢，你要常常去默想爱。你做的越多，神给你的也越多。
And your life will become better because you build relationship.
你的生命也会变得越来越好，因为你建立了很多美善的关系。
Your time well spent.
因为你的时间呢花在该花的地方。
Because every minute you do to love people, then God will keep a record of that.
因为每一分钟你花在爱别人的事情上呢，神会记载的。
Second thing we need to focus.
第二件事情你要专注于的
is focus on the abundance of God.
你要专注在神的这个丰盛上面。
But in Jesus Christ.
是在耶稣基督里面。
Okay, we read the Bible. Alvin, turn to Colossians chapter 2.
在哥罗西书第二章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
In Christ, all the fullness of deity live in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to the fullness of Christ.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
He is the head over every power and authority.
他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
And you look at it, this is pretty simple, right?
你读这个的时候，你觉得非常简单。
That's not simple. That's the first time Paul talking about you has been given the fullness of God in Christ.
也不是那么简单。这里第一次讲到呢，就是说神把那个丰盛呢，在基督里面给了大家。
I mean everything God has, all the abundance God has is in Christ.
就是说神所拥有的一切呢，在基督里面都赐给大家。
Because you believe Jesus.
因为你相信基督
，then you crucify with Jesus.
因为你和耶稣基督就同
your old self has died.
你的旧我老我死掉了。
Then God made you alive. Christ give you the power to have the resurrection.
那神有让你走死里复活的能力在你的身上。
And God raised you, then you.Ascend to heaven.
那神让你呢？现在就起来，坐在天上。
Then you sit on the right side of God.
所以你坐在基督的右边。
And the fullness he is talking about is everything Jesus has, you have.
这里讲到呢，就是基督所有的一切都是你所可以拥有的。
Now we don't have time to elaborate on this one, but all the fullness means every abundance.Jesus has inherit. We're going to co-inherit with Christ.
这里就是讲到呢，就是说我们没有时间一起展开，但是呢，耶稣所拥有的一切，我们都会拥有。
So you guys are the new creation.
所以我们呢，在基督里面是新造的人。
Not the old creation.
不是旧造。
You are new humanity.
你是一个新造。
Because.God created you in Jesus Christ again because you resurrected.
因为神在基督里面新造了你，而且你是复活了。
God raised you.
神把你给复活了。
And the Bible here in Colossians, only in Colossians, He raised you into the heaven.
神就把你从这个坟墓里面举起来，举到天上。
Sit on the right hand of God.
让你坐在神的右边。
Instead, Colossian church, they don't think they're only on earth, spiritually, positionally speaking, they're up there already.
所以格罗西的教会呢，他们不把自己看在就是我们只是在地上，而是我们今天在灵界里面是坐在天上。
All the abundance of Christ, you are able to claim it.
所以呢，基督里面一切的丰盛呢，今天我们都可以宣告拥有。
Of course, if you want to study Colossians, probably it takes you 1 year. It's a 1 year course.
如果你真正要好好的学习格罗西书呢，你要学习一年的一个课程。
And you have to write papers too.
你还要来写文章。
Then I rather make it a little bit short for you guys.
所以我就今天呢把这个东西都讲到。
You don't need to explain why I got the fullness of God.God, why? Fullness of God means all the abundance of Jesus have God will give it to you. Means you are the children of God. What Jesus said, we have. You don't need to ask why. You just believe.
你不需要问很多为什么为什么的问题。那今天呢，这耶稣基督有的，你今天都是你的。
You inherit the whole kingdom anyway.
啊，你今天继承了神的国度。
But the Bible said, if you inherit the whole kingdom, would He give you a job?
那就是说今天你既然继承了神的这个国度，难道他不能给你一个工作吗？
You will inherit the life of Jesus Christ. Would He give you something you like?
那你能够来继承神的国度，难道他不能给你你所喜欢的一些东西吗？
The reason why you won't give it to you because that is something harmful to you.
你们神现在没有给你，可能对你是有坏处。
That's why Jesus, I come to give you abundance, not material only, is spiritually.
那神来呢，就给你有丰盛，不仅仅是物质上的丰盛，而是属灵的丰盛。
The First John chapter 1:18, all the abundance God is come from Jesus. You have been given the abundance of Christ already.
所以在约翰一书第一章十八节讲到呢，就是说一切的丰盛。都在基督里面赐给了我们。
You don't need to worry. All you need to do is, as long as you need a job, you need immigration, you need a girlfriend, you need whatever, you need the sickness to be healed. From God's perspective, that's a small thing. You go directly to God.
所以呢，不管你有什么样的需要，需要工作，需要身体得医治，需要这个，需要那个，需要女朋友，你直接来到神的面前。
In Christ, you given up.All the fullness, abundance of.
所以在基督里面呢，神一切的丰盛已经赐给你。
But the strange thing is, the second part of the verse, after he says, "In Christ you have been given the fullness," in Christ you have been given the fullness. He is the head over every power of authority.
这里呢讲到他是一切执政掌权者的元首。
The reason why we don't have time to explain to him, but the reason why, because once you given the fullness of Christ, all this power in the sky, on earth or under the earth, every authority and power is subject to the authority of Jesus Christ.
要知道，耶稣基督是所有执政掌权者的元首，就是所有世上所有一切的势力都是在他的下面。
Chapter 16 says right here, things in heaven, on earth, visible, invisible, power, ruler, authority, all things will be subjected to Christ, submitted to Christ.
那这里讲到呢，所有这个执政掌权的，看得见的，看不见的，一切的势力呢，都是在这个耶稣基督的下面。
Chapter 2 at the end is not only that. Jesus already disarmed all this spiritual power and authority.
第二章特别的讲到呢，就耶稣基督啊，已经把所有这个执政掌权的呢就掳来了。
And not only that, make a public spectacle of them.
就是明显给众人看，仗着十字架。
Triumph over them by the cross.
啊，就是说呢， 把他们掳来，完了以后，好像就游行给大家看。
It means you have power over all these spiritual authority and being and ruler. They are under Christ because you are in Christ.
啊，所以今天呢，就是说你在这些所有的这种执政掌权的势力上，你是有权柄的，因为你在基督里。
You don't need to worry because Jesus in this position, He is the head of all these powers.
因为耶稣基督是元首，他是这些所有执政掌权者的元首。
You position yourself in Christ because that is command from God. You are in Christ already.
所以呢，你自己把自己放在耶稣基督里面呢，你就放好你的位置。
You don't need to worry about all these.
现在几点？
是不是那个停掉了？
停掉了。
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, then we go for the final thing. Yeah, I keep watching. Is 11 still 11?
We are in the eternity, so
time stopped. I think God stopped it, maybe. Okay, the final thing is the. We will quickly we finish. Okay.
I'm meaning with that.
I know, okay.Okay, the last thing we're looking at, that the last thing in Christ is, the Bible said it, chapter 3:1.
那最后这个第三节第一节，第三章第一节。
Okay, Pastor Man.
你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Continue.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Okay, I'll make it quickly. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. He already died. We already went through all this. Now you're in heaven.
所以今天呢，我们和耶稣基督一同死掉，一同复活。今天我们坐在上面。
Set your heart means seek first.
这里讲到呢，你们要思念上面的，就是说，你就要先要寻求上面的事。
Same as the word Jesus used to seek first the kingdom, all this will be given to you.
啊，就是耶稣讲到呢，先求神的国和神的义。
Seek first.
先求。
Where Christ is? Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
基督在神的右边。
And second time he said, set your mind on things above. You mean think about the heavenly things.
要先要寻求上面的事。
First.
上面的是第一要寻求。
We always think about other things first before the we cannot solve the problem. Then we will find God at the end.
好多时候我们呢寻求旁边的帮助，那做不了了，最后再找神。
Make a habit, meditate to find first, go directly to above to God.
所以呢，我们以后要学习呢，让他这样，让我们要这样做，就先去找神。
Before things happen.
啊，在事情甚至在发生之前，我们就找去找。
We usually, you know, wait until things happen and everything, then we try to solve the problem, and then at the end, then we pray.
那好多时候，我们事情发生都一团糟了，我们还才想到要祷告。
Now the Bible not only talk about that, the Bible talk about one of the most important thing is because Colossians and Philippians, Ephesians is written at the same time.
那这个格罗西书和腓立比书呢，大概是同时间写的。
So I read the Ephesians.
说的以弗所书呢
？It's explain this portion, okay? Ephesians chapter 2.
在第二章，以弗所书第二章讲到
，verse 6.
在第六节讲到
，Not only he raised Christ in heaven, he is over all this authority and powers. Paul talking about.Verse 6. Pastor
Man. 第六节讲到，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
Not only Paul make us really exciting, amazing is that he not only says Jesus is up there, right be at the right hand of God. You also will be sitting with Jesus at the right hand of God.
这是让我们极其兴奋的一件事情，因为不仅仅是基督坐在神的右边，而且我们和基督也一起坐在神的右边。
For the first time, the Bible talk about you also in the heaven sit at the right hand of God.
所以第一次呢，神讲到你和基督一同坐在神的右边。
Like Jesus,
就像基督一样。
We think it's very strange, but actually sitting at the right hand of God and Jesus sitting at the right hand of God, it happened 100 times in the Bible.
那其实呢，这个耶稣基督坐在神的右边呢，有100次在圣经里面讲到。
The 100 times means you are in a position as Jesus at the right hand of God.
所以呢，我们呢跟基督一样坐在神的右边。
This gospel is biblical.
那这是神的旨意。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why? Because at the right hand of God means three things.
在神的右边有三个意思。
Means power.
第一个呢，有能力。
At the right hand of God means you are in power.
在右边代表你有能力。
Because God's right hand is powerful.
因为神的右手代表着能力。
Secondly, at the right hand of God means God will sustain you. Psalm chapter 63. God will sustain you when you ask for help.
就像诗篇63篇所讲的，就是说神会来支持你，支撑你。
David always said, I want to set the Lord right beside me at the right hand. He's my help. I will not be shaken.
所以这个大卫的祷告里面，就是我把耶和华常摆在我的右边，我不至于摇动。
But the first two things we can always do, set the Lord right beside you, then you become powerful, you become in a position of power.
所以当我们把耶稣基督呢在主摆在右边的时候呢，我们第一个有能力，第二个呢常常受他的供应。
One more thing, when you sit in the right hand of God, you are making judgment, means you will judge the world.
那第三件呢，就是你跟耶稣基督坐在神的右边，你在一个审判者的一个身份里面。
But the most important thing we can meditate today, we can use it is sitting at the right hand of God means Jesus sitting at the right hand of God as the high priest to pray for us.
那今天最主要的呢，就是耶稣基督坐在父神的右边，他是作为大祭司呢，在为我们祷告。
Today, I want you to know, Jesus wants you to go one level up.
所以今天呢，我要让大家知道，主要让我们再上一层楼。
Like Tamara, I'm in heaven.
就像 Tamara 讲的，就我们今天在天上。
It's so good. Because the Bible said that you are in heaven now. You can pray from heaven instead of from here.
那所以呢，今天我们坐在天上，我们是在天上在祷告。
Like Jesus, you can pray from heaven and look at all this power subject to the Jesus, you can pray with a powerful prayer.
所以我们今天在从天上往下看的时候，这一切的权势都在基督的脚下，我们的祷告就很有能力。
So sitting at the right hand of God means you pray like Jesus with all the authority of Jesus and pray for the thing, then you become more powerful.
所以今天我们坐在父神的右边，在耶稣基督里面，就像基督一样来祷告，所以祷告的时候呢，就大有能力。
You can really go one level up now.
所以今天我们就可以更上一层了。
So we pray like this from now on. Pray from above instead of from below.
所以今天呢，从今以后我们祷告的是从上往下祷告，不是从下往上。
Because Jesus will subject all this authority under his control, your prayer will be effective and powerful.
因为我们深知一切执政掌权的已经在这个耶稣基督的脚下，我们的祷告就不一样了。
In my small group, we already practice this.
我们的小组里面常常这样来练习。
They always pray for my son.
他们常常为我的儿子祷告。
For so little time, we can accomplish so much.
在我们一点点的时间就可以做成很多的事。
Be smart, just pray a few things, then you can accomplish so much.
虽然当我们在有智慧的时候，就是虽然祷告简短，但是呢做的是很大。
As you pray, God will accomplish things, so much things for you with so little prayer.
所以呢，神在我们简短的祷告里面给我们要成就大事。
God will protect your family, protect your son. You just spend a little bit time to pray. It's much more effective than you spend 100 hours trying to deal with the thing.With 1 minute, you can deal with it with God's help.
所以呢，我们在这样一个位置上面祷告的时候呢，有远远超过你，来寻找这个资源那个资源。
My son doing business in Japan is so difficult; it's almost impossible. I predict he will fail.
那我的儿子在日本做生意呢，这是非常非常的难。
Not only not fail, my son just sent me a video. He said this is a miracle that he can survive in Japan.
我一开始觉得他肯定做不成生意，但是他现在告诉我呢，他说这是一个奇迹，我能够在日本存活下来。
I told him it's because our church brother and sister helping you
Amen.
To pray.
我告诉他我们的教会的弟兄姐妹常常为你在祷告。
The prayer from the heaven is powerful.
对，从天上来的祷告是大有能力的。
Because we're in Christ.
因为我们在基督里面。
I challenge you today from now on pray Jesus' prayerAnd then you don't have to do too many things. Things will happen better than you spend 100 hours, 200 hours on something.
所以今天呢，我就是来挑战大家呢，以耶稣基督的那样一个身份来祷告，那多强迫的来寻找100个资源。
It's very effective because from a business point of view, that's called efficiency.
从这个生意的角度，这叫做效率。
So little time, so much to achieve.
那虽然我们花了一点点的时间，但是呢，成就很多的东西。
God wants you to pray this prayer because that's what the Bible said.
那神要让你这样祷告，因为圣经这样讲。
Sit in the heaven to pray the heavenly prayer.
所以在坐在天上，在天上祷告。
Things will happen.
事情要
成就。Thank
you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 亲爱的，我们的弟兄这样讲呢，我们要这样信，他讲的都是神的话。
So when Albert speaks.Fourth, we will believe because what he shared is the truth.
所以我们也讲到，就是我们为什么要来集体来寻求神的面，就是说神讲了，你祷告必要成就。
That's why we will say that we will seek together His face. When God speaks this way, and if you believe, you will definitely.
我们今天不仅仅是听到，要相信。
Not only we will listen, we will believe.
我们以后的祷告不一样。
So our prayer life will be different.
哈利路亚，
哈利路亚，
主啊，是的主，哈利路亚，我们相信我们和耶稣基督一同坐在父神的右边。
Yes, Lord, we believe that we are seated at the right hand of Christ.
主啊，我们已经从死里复活，不再是旧人，而是新造的人。
We have resurrected, no longer we will live in our old life, but now
我们今天以神儿女的身份站在这里。
We are standing here as children of God.
我们是永生神的儿女。
We are the children of the living God.
我们是真正的太子党。
We are the real, real descendant of God.
我们今天祷告的时候，主啊，我们是在宣告。
So when we proclaiming here today.
我因为我们深知我们的身份。
Because we know our identity.
弟兄姐妹，你知道那些太子党走出去的时候，他们知道他们的身份。你知道吗
Brother, sister, when the prince and princess walk out, do you know they know their identity?
主啊，是的，主，我们今天要相信我们的身份。
Yes, Lord, today we believe our identity.
主啊，是的，主，我们和耶稣基督一同坐在父神的右边。
Yes, Lord, we are seated with Christ on the right hand of God.
我们宣告的必要成就。
And whatever we proclaim will come to pass.
主啊，因为主啊，是的，主。你的话语立定在天。
Yes, Lord, because your word established the heaven and the earth.
主啊，让今天的这个你的话语种在我们的心里面。
May your words planted in our lives today.
以后我们的祷告是信心里面的祷告。
So now on our prayer will be a prayer of faith.
啊，不再是乞丐的祷告。
Not just begging like a.
是儿子的祷告。
But a prayer of.A son.
是忠心仆人的祷告。
It's a faithful servant's prayer.
哈利路亚，是的，主圣灵，你就把这个坐在我们每一个人的里面。
Hallelujah, may the Holy Spirit work in us.
我们知道万军之耶和华的热心必要成就这样的事。
And the zeal of the Lord will accomplish this.
我们这样祷告是以耶稣基督的名。
We will pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.